We're back to St. Thomas at the University of the Virgin Islands. The Paradise Jam as Tennessee wins it 80-75 over Maryland. We'll join courtside by our player of the game, Alexis Hornbuckle. Finished with 19 points. Pretty good line here. Let's see. 7 of 12 from the floor. 1 of 1 from three-point land. 4 of 7 from the free throw line, but you hit 2 when we really needed them. So I don't care about the 3 you missed. 5 rebounds, 19 points, 4 steals. Played 29 minutes. Are you kind of satisfied with the way you played tonight?
I'm a little bit satisfied, a little disappointed from the free throw line. I felt like I could have got on the boards a little more, but I mean overall, I mean we came up with a win, and at times I dug deep to find it to help our team, so I was kind of satisfied with that.
We were talking before we went back on the air. From me watching the game and looking back over it, I don't see how Tennessee wins. And you kind of said it felt that way when you were playing because you felt like that Maryland outplayed Tennessee, right?
I think.
And at times. At
most of the time, it seemed like Maryland wanted it more. And our girls just dug deep, and it's all about heart when it comes down to winning. And you got to learn how to scrap and just fight. And we pulled together as a team and stopped doing stuff individually. And we just pulled together, and Tennessee beat Maryland and not individuals beat Maryland.
Yeah, and it was one of those things to where it looked like you were searching for somebody when people started getting in foul trouble. How did that affect the way y'all played out there?
I think it kind of threw us off because we were looking at certain go-tos or, you know, certain sets, but we just realized that who's ever in the game, we're going to push tempo and we're going to play our game. It doesn't matter which 5 people are on the court.
You and Sade Wiley-Gatewood kind of took turns toward the end, playing defense, really scrappy defense, and hitting key shots. Is it fun to play with Sade out there?
I love playing with Sade. I mean, it's up-tempo, and you don't know what to expect. I mean, the girl is so fun. She has so many tricks up her sleeve, but at the same time, she knows how to play fundamental basketball when it counts.
Rebounding. Tennessee got to find somebody that wants to rebound the basketball. Have you seen a team that had any 2 better rebounders than Maryland with Langhorn and Harper?
Not yet. Texas with Tiffany Jackson is definitely a good rebounder, but when you have 2 or 3 people that's dedicated to strictly rebounding and strictly scrapping, it's hard to get on the boards. But we just got to find 4 or 5 people that just want to scrap and have the heart to just rebound and get after the ball.
Yeah, that's the main. I mean, that's their main goal. That's their main job is to rebound. And you mentioned it just then. You have to have heart to rebound.
It is. It's about hard work. I mean, and you got to want to get hit. I mean, when the ball goes up, it's physical.
Yeah, and it's not a glory top job either.
Right.
You don't get a lot of glory for rebounding and doing
the trick. Nobody knows the top rebounder. They might know the top scorer, but I mean, you got to find the people that want to. We call them the pickup players, the trash players that just get everything else done.
Did you or the team as a whole learn anything about this team with these 3 games here in St. Thomas?
As far as Tennessee?
Yes.
That we got to bring it every night. I know our 2nd game against Gonzaga, I think we came out too laid back, too lackadaisical, and Gonzaga definitely gave us a game. And in the end, we knew Maryland was scrapping to play this like it was their championship game. So I think we learned that every time we step on the court, we have to bring it, all or nothing.
All right, Lex, good job tonight. Good win.
Thank you, Mickey.